limited time offers and Amex credit card offers with no lifetime language on today's Milanomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Milanomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition.
If you're not subscribed to the paid Milanomics Squared podcast, you're missing out on a deeper dive into topics like the following. Sam, would you like to take news item number one?
Absolutely. Bad news right here, first out the gate. Simon Mall purchases are no longer earning rewards on American Express credit cards. So we've got a report here from Frequent Miler. This is not welcome news, but I would say it's not unexpected because American Express has been tightening their Simon Mall payouts for quite some time. They stopped paying on sign-up bonuses. Now they've reportedly stopped paying at all. No rewards. There will be no rewards after today on Simon Mall purchases. Obviously not welcome news. Hopefully this doesn't spread any further. Robert, were you shopping at Simon Malls?
No, I don't frequent that purveyor of gift cards. It's strange that they even sell them in such high volumes there, but that when they bumped the limit up to $25,000 a day, that seemed to be just more than Amex was willing to tolerate. And it is a high volume, low margin business if you're working there with Simon Malls. All right, next news item. The United Shopping Portal has a promotion going on where if you spend $300 online, you earn 1,000 United miles. And if you spend $150 in-store, you earn $500. This runs through 5/19, a nice way to top off your United account. I mean, it isn't like a huge win, but maybe consider if you have each member of your family has a United frequent flyer account, you could do that for each of them and batch it up and do one big transition. It's a nice way of transaction. It's a nice way of earning a lot of United miles.
Yeah, I've actually already gone in on it. We go a little more into that on the full show, but I'll take this next one here, even though I did not get targeted for it. It's a targeted Chase Sapphire Preferred bonus for 5X on bill payments this summer. So 5X on utilities, insurance, phone service, and cable payments. And this seems to be targeted in a few different ways. So some people are getting 5X, some people are getting 3X. I got a much lower amount. I got $10. This runs May 13th through the end of July. So don't yet go out there and pay those bills. And you'll want to see the email subject line that we're including here in the show notes to search in your email, see if you were targeted as well. Robert, you were targeted for the top offer here. Is that correct?
That's right. It said, Robert, don't miss out on 5X points. I think you might want to search for a different name if you're looking for that. I think it's just Robert if it's talking to me. But, you know, check your email.
It wouldn't be the first time they sent out everybody with the same name, right?
Yeah. No, it seems like a good deal. Good to see some bonus on that. Not something I've ever gotten targeted for from Chase before. So, Chase, we know you're listening. Keep it coming.
Yeah. Do you use that card?
I do not. Yeah, I see no reason to even really have the card, to be honest, right, with the Sapphire Reserve. In addition, it's largely duplicative with the Sapphire Preferred. The only reason I keep it around is the ability to refer off of it occasionally. And other than that, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to have both of them. So I was considering downgrading it to a Freedom 5X card, but if more offers like this come around, it's a reason to keep it.
All right, Robert, let's go ahead and close it out with this last news item.
I love it. The Amex Hilton offers have come around without lifetime language. So a couple of their credit cards have 75,000 points for the no annual fee version of the card and 125,000 Hilton points for the Ascend, that $95 annual fee-based one. So these offers are not as good as the offers that are available for referral. However, the terms and conditions do not include the typical lifetime language, as we call it. You know, you can't have or had this product. The Ascend even goes back and looks to, I think, the Hilton Surpass card, that as Amex used to call it. So there's theoretically a very long look back period on that card. So seeing these come around without lifetime language is a really good opportunity, I think. So if you have a slot open, meaning, Amex limits us generally to 5 active credit cards per person, which includes personal and business, but not charge cards. This might be one to work into the mix if you're a fan of Hilton points. So the annual fee is not waived on the Ascend card. So it's quite a bit inferior to the referral offer, which is 150,000. I think it waives the annual fee. I'm not sure about that, but the the ability to refer to that card really makes the normal, you know, referral offer quite a bit more compelling than this. But if you've had the card, here we go, another chance to earn it. So here again, I think we see that Amex's no lifetime restriction is far less limiting than Chase's 524 limit, which is much more difficult to skirt. So have a look and give those a consideration if you are not quite at five cards yet with Amex. Thanks for joining us this week. For a more in-depth discussion about points and miles, visit us at patreon.com/milenomics. There, you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about topics like these.
And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm at Milenomics, and Robert is at Robert Dwyer. We'd love to hear from you, and until then, we'll see you on the site.